Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We're back with another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We're on season 7, episode 10, The French Invention. Today, we're going to be discussing Sierra Setup. We're going to be discussing booty workouts and missing kids. Tune in now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. For those of you who are listening in on the podcast, we're listening to Maya and Spice. The song is called Take Him Out.
Hey.
This song is dedicated to Sierra because, yo, your man ain't acting right. You need to take him out, girl.
I don't think she learned her lesson.
She ain't ever gonna learn. But we're back. It's your boy Richie Scott, who is in the house with me tonight.
Miss Conversation Piece, I'm channeling my inner spiciness.
Holding
my
it
blue
down
hair.
With the spice hair. Come on now. Come on now. Y'all don't know this, but Miss Conversation Piece is freshly back from the Billboard Music Awards. We're gonna get into that in just a little bit. Because we want to hear all about that. I mean, this is Love and Hip Hop, so it's only right that we discuss the Billboard Music Awards, right?
Exactly.
Okay. But before we get into all that, we want to touch on a lot of topics tonight. So you guys got to make sure that you stay tuned in. We're definitely going to be breaking down everything that went on with Sierra tonight. I want to do a little MVP of the episode, and we might have a little game in store for y'all. And we got some news and gossip coming right up, so don't go anywhere. First off, I want to know what you thought about this episode.
Lord, it was so much going on. Carly never ceases to amaze me with the mess. Like, she finds creative ways to create mess. And hey, I'm thoroughly entertained. I was entertained this episode for sure.
I was actually entertained as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like this episode, for whatever reason, kind of reignited my like fire for the show. It had been kind of difficult for me post Jocelyn, so I feel like different things are starting to pick up steam a little bit, and I honestly got to thank Carly for really stirring up the mess on this episode, but we're going to break that down a little bit later. I want to know, tell me about the Billboard Music Awards real quick before we even dive into this. Because I want to know, because you were right there on the scene.
I was right there, and none of the Love & Hip Hop cast were there.
Ah.
I'm just saying, we need to work on the hip-hop guys, okay? The music part of the show. But Billboard Awards was amazing. I got to see J-Lo perform, Janet Jackson perform. One of my favorite songs, Love Lies. Have you heard that?
Yeah. That's with Superstar Normani. Like, yes. That girl was blowing up.
Yes. So I had a ton of fun. Red carpet. It was so hot, though.
I heard
they
it was very,
never
very
take
hot.
Look. You people out there that produce red carpets, make sure you take care of us. We don't want to be sweating trying to ask questions.
So they don't have like little like fans or something set up
outside? Yeah, if you're E-News.
I'm sorry.
I'm working my way up the ladder.
Next year, girl. Next year, you got it. You right there. I know. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit.
But Janet got the Icon Award, so I was so happy to be able to witness that. Her mom and Rebe was in the building, but Paris got a little backlash. But we'll get on that later.
I read about that. What was your highlight of the night?
I would have to say watching Janet perform. J-Lo did a wonderful job as well. I mean, just being in the midst of everybody, like from the Revitalist to... Tyra Banks to J-Lo to, I mean, just everybody that's on the top. The only person I didn't see that I was so mad about.
Who?
Drake. I love Drake. And he has all the hot songs. Why he wasn't
does.
He there?
He does. He has all the hits. And apparently a new album on the way, since we're talking about hip-hop. We got to mention that. Real quick, before we actually get even further into the episode, since this is all things music and music is on iTunes, can you tell us what else is residing on iTunes right now?
Well, we have a lot going on at AfterBuzz TV. For one, we have a podcast where you can learn, you can have fun, you can grow in all areas of your life. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health, wellness, career, relationships, finances, and more. Maria can be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to tell her that the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta panel sent you there. And like, comment, subscribe, and do that right here too. Tune in each and every Friday.
Yep, and guys, be sure to also tune in to all of the after shows on iTunes as well, because if you can't watch us on YouTube, you can listen to us there.
Yes, boom. We're so convenient.
So convenient. So let's dive right back into this episode, because the next topic that I want to cover, and I kind of want your opinion about this, because I feel like, you know, just as a woman, I feel like you might have a different take on this. The idea of... Well, first things first, I want to get back to... Let's talk about Kirk and Rashida. Given that his mother passed, right, which is definitely a tragedy, and I understand, you know, getting back kind of with him after that situation, is it an easy patch that really covers up a wound that really needs surgery?
You know what? I need to figure out what sign Rashida is, because I really just think she's a sucker for love. She just loves Kirk, and she is definitely giving him an easy pass. I mean, you can be there for your husband. You can be his support system, but why does that involve cuddling naked? I just
want to know. This is a valid question, because in my mind, I'm sitting there looking like, I felt this scene because, you know, I just having experienced a funeral recently myself, I understand the emotions that come along with that. And given that it's his mom, I can only imagine what that means. Right? Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, like, is that still, like, does that give you the bridge to walk back over into the bedroom?
First of all, it was just a piece of tape. You know, line that he had to jump over, first of all. So I don't think he had to work too hard. Like, once he got in the house, it was inevitable. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry about his mother passing, but it could have been something like a light bulb needed screwing in and he did it. She would have been taking him back. So
I kind of agree with you. I really felt like it was her way of easily accepting him back without having to continue that whole period of not having
being
him
fake mad.
Right, being fake mad. Because that's what I felt like it was. It was fake mad. Like, if you real mad, you're not going to talk to the person at all. You're not definitely not going to allow them to come back in the house. But if you fake mad, okay, they can get away with some stuff. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what that is. So, what do you think about her and this this booty workout? I mean, what I don't know what it is.
I didn't know she had a fantastic booty. Like, has a nice shape.
Let's look up.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to look up on Instagram. I'll be the judge.
I don't think I've ever seen a booty shot of Rashida, so.
No, I mean, I feel like, you know, Rashida, I think, is a pretty classy woman, so. Mm-hmm.
But how you going to have a booty tape and you're not ready to show the booty? I need to see the results. I need to see the gluteus maximus.
I don't know. I really feel like she need to be doing videos teaching women how to be, like, business owners or something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't say relationship advice.
No. Not relationship advice. No, girl. I'm talking about, like, you know, I'm not saying she don't have a bad body. She got a nice body. But I just don't know that it's the...
She can't sit me on the booty.
I don't know. If you look at, I mean, we. So for those of you who are listening in, I am actually tuning in to her Instagram. It is at Rashida Boss Chick, and you guys can check out her body and judge for yourself whether or not you would actually purchase her workout DVD, video, yeah. or whatever it's going
to
be.
For her having all those kids and to be almost 50, she does look good. I'm just saying, she does.
Oh, the shade but of it all. It's true. Well, listen, if she is 50, she looks absolutely amazing for 50. She is looking at least 45. Amazing.
Just saying.
Keep up the good work, Rashida. Keep up the good work.
I think she should just title it something else. Maybe not booty work.
Maybe something like boss chick workout or something like that.
Yeah, that would have been smarter.
Or a boss chick body for moms or something. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To appeal to the mothers out there because she got kids and she's, you know, a little bit older. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Maybe that's something that she could do.
Yeah, she probably would have sold more copies.
If any of you know that if this is out already, please let us know because I have not seen hide nor hair of it and I've been searching. But you know who else has a banging body and who's getting up there in age? It's Mama D.
Oh, yes. But she had surgically enhanced body.
Listen. If you weren't born with it, buy it. That's what I say. Some people don't have the body. You know what I'm saying? And as she's older, so why not get... Listen, let me tell y'all something.
If you're old, you should have accepted your body by now. If you went to like 35 and you had sagging, dragging, I don't know, then you should just let it go. Like, why wait till you're 65?
I say fight it. Fight it until you die.
You're going to have her looking like Joan Rivers, R.I.P.
Did you see her slinking into that restaurant to meet up with KK?
I saw her and...
And all them, the dudes, and she rubbing all up on...
Is KK a madam? What is she... I'm just wondering, where did she find
these
guys?
She came across real madam-like. Did she not? And look, drinking so much, she could barely get up out of her seat.
I know.
I was kind of like, low-key, I want to be hanging out with her. Because I want to know what she drinking. I'm going to have to get me some when I leave. I feel like she drink brown.
Yeah.
I feel like
she's
brown.
Real aggressive. Yeah. I think she does.
I feel like she's a dark
drinker.
She's
an OG.
Little maker's mark. So this is where I want to talk about missing kids, right? Mm. Because she was advising Mama D about making sure that she keeps a good relationship with Bambi, mm-hmm, for the sake of the grandkid. Mm-hmm. Because she is having issues with Tierra about seeing her own grandchildren. Now, I want to put a little parallel to that situation because we have another case of missing kids with Keely and the baby daddy, Blue. I'm not sure what it... I literally was watching the scene, mm-hmm, but I could not really understand why she was having a hard time letting Blue see the kid. But the real thing that I really want to know is, is it okay to keep a kid from their parent or grandparent?
No. I feel like if it's not any, like, sexual abuse, drug abuse, I mean, mental abuse can be just as bad as physical. Mm-hmm. So as long as none of that is going on, I feel like you should at least, if they're reaching out, allow them to spend time with that child and have the child make that decision later on in life. Because, I mean, you can't get time back. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like once you're 13 and 21 and grown up, you can't go back in time and rehash those moments. So, and on top of that, in Tierra's case, his father is in jail, so it's like you need more family now than ever. So why do that?
I think, I don't know. I can't remember a lot about KK. I remember she was kind of wild out. But
she used to hang with Tommy. You know, she was Tommy's, like, mentor. So you can only imagine what KK had going.
Listen. In my mind, though, Tommy comes across like she might be a good grandma. I mean, KK comes across like she might be a good grandma.
Yeah, she probably would spoil the kids, let them do it.
I really do feel like, I mean, just remembering the scene that she had with Tierra, I felt in my spirit like she really does have a genuine desire to see them, particularly because her son is also in prison. It's like, it's just kind of a way to almost sort of like have him there when he's not really there.
I think she even had a close relationship with Scrap. So, but the only thing is, when I did first read about KK and her sons coming onto the show, it was like they did a lot of criminal activity together.
I read that as well.
So that may be why Tierra is keeping him away. But she had a baby with a person who is in that life as well. So I don't know. I just...
Well, here's the thing. And I think we have to look at it like this. If... And I feel like KK did some time. And I feel like Scrap is doing some time as well. Now, at a certain point in time, even if a person has gone to jail and they paid their they paid their dues, you know what I'm saying? They paid for their crime. At a certain point, I feel like we can't continue to hold them to that, to punish them after they have paid their crime. So now it's kind of like she has to have a fresh start. To a certain degree, because she's out. So, if you're going to film a scene with her, you could most likely let your son be with her, be around her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me, and I don't really...
I think she's just being petty because they don't have a good relationship. So, it's almost like, how are we going to facilitate this visit? Because I don't like you. I don't want you calling my phone. So, my son is under 10 years old. Mm. How are we going to get you in his presence without you contacting me and I don't like you? So I think they have to work on that first. And I don't think KK has any desire to really bend over backwards to Tierra.
That's understandable. Because if I don't like somebody, I don't want to be around them at all. I mean, I'm just that person. It is very difficult for me. I almost feel like, oh.
Because remember, when it started, KK was on Tommy's side. Because Tommy was the other woman that Scrap was seeing. So, it's all of that is involved.
You know? It's a mess. And so, what do you think about this whole situation with Keely and the Blue Ranger?
Well, Blue Da Vinci, I know he's a part of BMF, so he's also a... he was in jail. He even said it on the show. He was in jail for some time. Mm. So, is he the best influence? I don't know. Supervised visits. I think that would be okay. Yeah.
Supervised visits. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's it.
I think that's the answer. That's the key to this whole situation.
But, like I said, when you have that bitter baby mama breakup,
and Keely seems a little better about a couple of different things.
Oh, she's mad at everybody.
She is mad at everybody. What do you think about this situation with her and Bachi?
K-Bachi, I don't think he was into it. I remember when we first got introduced and I was like, who is this dude in the club? He was surrounded by women then. He don't care. He's going to continue to be Kabachi.
Oh, that name just gets me every time.
Did you make that up? Is that a real... Is that
his... Maybe that's his last name and everybody just calls him... Like, K is maybe short for like Keyshawn or Christian or Karate. I don't know. I have no... If y'all know, y'all listening, y'all watching, y'all let us know. If y'all follow him on Instagram, let us know what his real name is.
Dominique in the chat says, Keely wants her baby daddy back. Do you think so?
I don't know. From my perspective and from what I remember, is he not based in Atlanta? Like, he's in New York or something like
he's
that, right?
He's in Miami, I think.
He's in Miami. It felt like he was someplace else. So, I mean, really, for real, like, you're going to have to come up here and see your kid anyway. So, it's like, she might as well be around when he's doing it.
Right. I think what happened with Keely is, like she said, he broke her heart. She didn't know how to communicate after that. He did some time. He's not consistent. That's not a good situation, but I feel like it's not your place, even as the other parent, to take that away. Even if he shows up only on Christmas, at least let your child see Mm-hmm. You know, that it's him that's doing the wrong and not you keeping him right away.
Because then at a certain point in time, it's like, well, you kept me from my dad or something like that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, no good. So in another case of women being done wrong, I want to talk about Sierra and what I'm calling the Sierra setup.
Sierra don't have no real friends. Sierra, if you do have a real friend, please add her to
Tokyo
the
tea.
Well, Tokyo does have her back. I will say that. You need to add some more because it feels like everybody's ganging up on poor Sierra. And I'm like, are they jealous of her because she got her stuff together? She's really the only one that's like really bossy besides Rashida. And that's about it.
You know, okay, so Carly Rae sets up this this whole mysterious, like,
it wasn't mysterious
meetup. I mean, the way they played it on the show was like real dark and mysterious, right? So she sets up the scene and she's like, "I've been doing my little sneaking on." Now, what did she ask? She told her prior to though that she was going to do some dirt, some searching around though.
Yeah,
in the last episode.
But aren't you supposed to pick up the phone and call me and tell me what you found before you ambush me?
No, because
with some side chicks.
In true Carly fashion, what she does is she sets up a table somewhat like this that we're sitting at
with a champagne toast.
With the champagne toast. I don't know why Mimi was there, but I mean, why not? If I was Mimi, I would have came to. Is champagne involved? I'm there.
Free champagne. Champagne campaign. Call me anytime.
Mimi was like, shots? Okay. So what really tripped me out, though, was that... So this chick that was brought along was a stripper. Why would you have the stripper come first? Almost like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, you should have had your girl there first.
Right, the girl. Told, Joy?
Was Joy the stripper? I'm talking about the one with the little...
That's Amber Purdy.
Okay. What? Amber look a little older.
You know.
I don't know. I'm just giving y'all my assessment. Like,
when you have a hard knock life, it can age you a little bit.
Well, maybe that was it. She has some tough times. But Carly invites her there, at, like, she part of the crew, when I feel like if anybody that was there, you should have invited, you know, your girl, in quotation marks, Sierra
the
first.
The second, I see.
Yeah, you should have had her there first, and then y'all could have had a little conversation and said, listen, if you want, I have this girl laid hidden away in the back, like mm-hmm. everybody else, because everybody was hidden in the back room with security. Mm-hmm. But she did it in a different way. Like, she had the girl first, and then had Sierra come in, and I feel like Sierra had to try to save face mm-hmm. by saying that she already knew who the girl was.
I feel like
that's what she did.
I think she knew because she wasn't as surprised as she was when she saw the second girl, who she actually is a client of hers. So Sierra is just always seems like getting disrespected and slapped in the face by her friends because it's like, they always have to announce her problems out into the public.
In a group setting. And
at the salon. What else did she find out? Most of it is at the salon.
Yeah, it's like, you know, so now Carly wants to have this little ponderosa and sit everybody down. And how in the world was this Joy girl hidden in the back room just at the right moment to come out? Who brought her? Who brought Joy?
How is she a client and knowing that she's on social media with BK. She's on social media with BK, Sierra is. The girl comes to get her eyebrows done weekly or however often.
Let me tell y'all something. Sierra Salon must be the best salon in Atlanta. Like, you can go no place else.
No, the eyebrows, they actually did look good, though.
Well, in case y'all are wondering, Sierra does little brow tutorials and classes around the country. So you can sign up for those for $997 if you'd like.
Sierra, I will blast you on AfterBuzz TV. Give me a discount. Teach me how to do my eyebrows, girl. And I won't tell all your business.
At least you can keep your secrets. Because nobody else can. And nobody else has your back except Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean...
Because Mimi's just there trying not to get hit with champagne.
Right. So this is the thing. So she's telling her all this information, the Amber girl, then the Joy girl comes in. And she didn't... Somewhat, she didn't believe it. Because she... You know, there are some girls that are thirsty. And they see you happy. And you're getting a carriage ride. Right. And you're getting massages. And you're getting shown love on Instagram. And they want that. So they try to mess it up. Do you think that's what it is? Because he said it was a little overlapping. You know, a guy normally has a little tuck away go-to person until he gets into a serious situation. So I think that's understandable.
Here's the thing, though. You know, I think, yes, this is true. I think when people start talking, they typically have other people, other cases that aren't closed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So until you guys make it official, those cases can remain open. I mean, they might be closing down, but the way they made it seem like it was still ongoing, right? But here's the kicker, though. And this is where I felt like when she went and confronted BK, I felt like he, player of the year to me, because he literally pulled the, I mean... Yeah, I mean, you know, I got a little something, I mean, going on. And she just was, like, not even mad about it.
Mm-hmm. So, well, she can't be. She's still married, too.
Boom. So that's the thing. There is always this gray area when two people first start talking before they actually make it official. And during that gray period of time, you know, you got to be real careful about this situation because the cases are still open. Mm-hmm. Now, that's fine, but when the cases start popping up in my face and in your face, like, that's when it gets to be,
okay,
like,
that's when he's supposed to be shutting it down. So, at this point, if BK shuts it down and changes his number or blocks them or whatever he got to do to shut it down, I think it's okay. If he's like, you know, well, you married or keep coming up with excuses, then I think that's a red flag for her to just dip out. But so far, he's been... To me, seeming like a okay guy. I don't know. I mean, I feel like all dudes have a little stash away. Especially if they're attractive, they have money. Like, what dude isn't going to have somebody?
Listen, BK, obviously you're doing your thing, and I ain't even mad at you, bro.
And I actually, I actually agree with what you were saying as far as, like, the gray area in the beginning of dating. Like, I wouldn't hold a guy accountable. Like,
you almost can't, because it's not like people just come into a situation with a perfectly clean slate. You know, 9 times out of 10, they were dealing with a couple of other people or whatever else it may be. And you're still trying to figure out, okay, are we going to be, you know, compatible? Are we really going to mesh over time? And so they may not want to give up that person or those people, right?
That he's been having sex with for 10 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Consistently. She said they have sex every time they see each other. So is that a booty call? Like, I mean...
Sounds like a booty call.
Okay, because I'm like, every time...
That's not a relationship. That's a booty call.
That's how do you have a 10-year booty call?
Must be good. Must be good.
But if it's good, wouldn't you want to lock it down?
Sometimes you don't. Hmm. Guess not. She's a stripper. Hmm. You want to lock that down?
I mean, it's a lot of guys wifing strippers these days, so... But the Joy chick, now she really bothered me, though.
She, something about her I just didn't really care too much for. She had a nasty ass. I'm trying not to curse.
I'm just saying she knew. It's shady if you know. Like, I'm coming to you each and every week, each time. I'm just knowing that I'm sleeping with your dude. Like,
oh, Joy. Real quick. I want to do a fan shout out real quick because, you know, you guys are constantly writing in and we just want to make sure that we continue to show you guys appreciation. Last week, Michelle, my bell, commented and said, "Oh my God, I'm thinking Stevie is in the gray area like Richie said, but the women's responses to him are entertaining. You would think they would know better than to sleep with Stevie at this point." Shout out, Michelle, my bell. I'm saying the same thing.
I think the beefcake is a little more persuasive than we know.
The beefcake is made of gold.
I just know to stay away.
And it shoots out champagne.
You know, like back in the day when they say Prince told you not to look at him in his eye, because if you look him in the eye, you'll be hypnotized and then you'll do whatever he says. I would never look Stevie J in the eye, okay? And I would never lay down.
Ooh, I'm going to start saying that too. Don't look me in my eye. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, are we playing Guess That Lyric, Guess That Bar today?
Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready. I didn't do any preparation, and you're probably going to throw something real crazy at
me.
My
phone just died.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Nope. I got the songs, though. I just need the lyrics. You thought you got away, huh?
I was hoping.
All right. So, I got you. These are easy, though. Bree, I'm gonna say it slow so you can pull it up.
Okay. So here's the thing. What we do with Guess That Bar is she is going to read lyrics to a song that is hopefully related to the episode or the franchise or music in general, and I am to guess it, even though she is reading in a very dry way. And then our engineer, who happens to know music just as well, tends to get the answer right before I do, and she's able to play the song, and then I look crazy. This is our game, people.
Right. Talk to him.
Talk to him. All right. These are easy, so if you don't get these...
Don't do that.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute? Uh-huh, I'm sure you know I look kind of familiar. Yeah, you do, but I just want to know. I wanted to know, do you know somebody named... Oh, you know his name. Oh, yeah, I definitely know his name. Well, I wanted to let you know he's mine.
Is it Sunshine Anderson?
Mm-mm. No. One more
Richie,
time.
You're killing me.
Yo, who is it?
Go, hit him, Bree. It was a little
different
style. That was a tough one.
Okay, let me give you a better one. I'm gonna give you a clue.
Okay.
Now this is all about friendships, okay?
Okay.
People try to say I act a little funny, but that's just a figure of speech to me. They tell me I changed because I got money, but if you were there before, then you still be down for me.
You said friends. All I can think about is, what about your friends?
That's right! You finally got one right, Richie!
I win.
You won. I'm going to just stop it right there. You won.
We're not even going to do any further, because guess what? I won for the first time in weeks. Weeks, I tell you.
I told you it was easy.
To celebrate, I have some special news for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Now, all season long, y'all know how we've been talking about how we miss Jocelyn. We miss Jocelyn. So, a lot of you guys may know that she has her own show coming out called Jocelyn Takes Miami.
What?
Yes, it is coming out very, very soon. Probably in the fall. That is the kicker, because it is not going to be on VH1. It's actually going to be on WeTV. Mm. So, Jocelyn has teamed up with former Love & Hip Hop Atlanta and Real Housewives of Atlanta producer Carlos King and its production company, Kingdom Reign Entertainment. The show will premiere later this year on WeTV, and it will feature Jocelyn navigating her career as a single mother in the city. It will also show her sexy tropical lifestyle and spotlight her brand new music featuring a talented array of hot Latin artists.
Wow. So do you think Jocelyn can handle a show on her own?
You know, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I feel like, you know, as long as I feel like we still get her, like, kind of fiery personality, and she can go off on a couple of people a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? I feel like then it'll be good to see. So,
but I'm like, who's she going to go off on? She doesn't have a man. She doesn't have any friends.
Who knows? I mean, you know, K. Michelle found a way to go off on people on her own show. I mean, she did. It was that. I mean, that's what happened. So who knows? Who knows? But, you know, we do know that Latin music is like really like popping right now. So I feel like this is a really good time for her to, you know, debut new music and hopefully we can get us, you know, some shots of that Miami lifestyle. So,
yeah.
We shall see. Maybe she'll be at next year's Billboard Music Awards with you.
Maybe.
All right, real quick, any predictions going into next week about anything that we might be seeing?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Didn't the recap at the end show like something big was about to happen?
Something happens with Tommy.
What is she?
Listen, I have no idea.
I can't even predict because I don't know. Because I'm like, she's still on the show, so she can't do something that bad. But she blacked out.
Yeah, I really do feel like it has something to do with her and alcohol. I don't know what, though.
Of course it has something to do with alcohol.
I don't know. But listen, she's gone off in most of the scenes that we've seen her in this season. So who knows what it's about now.
But this is the producer, so I don't know.
Now, yes. Well, you know, she was, I feel like, no, the last time somebody went off on a producer, I think it was Erica, but she was going off on the bodyguards. Mm-hmm. So it should be real interesting to see exactly what happens. And VH1, let me tell y'all something. I want to know everything. Don't be cutting and slicing and dicing the footage, because we need to know, particularly if y'all going to hype it up like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving y'all fair warning.
Well, I predict the next episode is going to be juicy because I can't wait to see this.
I can't wait to see it either. But until then, y'all know where to find us. I'm your boy, DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky. Where can they find you?
I'm Miss Combo Piece on Twitter and Conversation Piece on Instagram. Follow me there and always tune in each and every week right here and like and comment and tell me what you think about our show tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.